Hundreds of families in North Staffordshire are facing power outages as Storm Eowyn sweeps across the county with strong winds. National Grid had already placed extra teams on standby in preparation for the storm's impact. In Tittenser and Barlaston, around 679 homes lost power early this morning due to a fault in the high-voltage network, though most of them have since had their power restored. As of now, 191 homes remain without electricity. In Ecclesall, 35 homes, particularly around Shaw's Lane, Trinity Road, and Cross Butts, are still without power due to a suspected blown fuse. SP Energy Networks is working to assess and repair the damage caused by the storm, with power expected to be restored to most homes in Ecclesall by 10 a.m. and to Tittenser and Barlaston by noon. Additionally, 8 properties in the Roundwell Street area of Tunstall are without power, and restoration may not occur until 4 p.m. Meanwhile, there are also reported power cuts in South Cheshire, including Nantwich, Haslington, and Congleton. On the other hand, meteorologists predict North Staffordshire will experience strong winds of up to 57 miles per hour today as Storm Eowyn impacts the region. The storm's effects have already led to cancellations and closures due to the powerful gusts. A yellow weather warning is in effect for Stoke-on-Trent, Newcastle, and the Moorlands, starting at midnight and lasting until 11:59 p.m. tonight. Across the UK, an amber wind warning has been issued for the northern regions, with red warnings for Northern Ireland and parts of Scotland. According to the latest Met Office forecast, Stoke-on-Trent will see wind speeds ranging from 52 miles per hour to 57 miles per hour until 2 p.m. today. Conditions will ease slightly this afternoon before dropping into the 20s by evening. In Leek, gusts could reach 58 miles per hour, while Newcastle is expected to experience 57 miles per hour winds. Despite the strong winds, it will be a dry and sunny day, with temperatures reaching a high of 7 degrees Celsius. However, the wind will make it feel closer to 1 degree Celsius.